This is 37 Families, Season 2, Chapter 9. In this episode, we will be providing a final piece of the puzzle regarding the reality in which we exist. To start out, this is indeed a simulation, a holographic one, if you want to call it that, though it integrates consciousness directly into its presentation. It is managed by the organization. It is part social experiment, part amusement park. The ideology of the controllers determines how far you progress in this place, which means that attaining actualization, as they determined it, is the goal, because it is the goal they have set for us. If you resist their narratives, they isolate you. They obstruct you, in every way imaginable short of murder. But if you go along with their narratives, they reward you by allowing you to see outside our prison. Our prison is some kind of manufactured superstructure, a platform, surrounded by who knows what. It is certainly not a planet, though it seems to look like one. What is physically beyond it? I cannot say, but it appears many who have reached their state of actualization are permitted back into the simulation to act as actors in specifically selected roles in the lives of those who have not attained the goal. Their job is to proselytize the agenda to those who have not attained the goal, for which they are further rewarded. The system is managed by human teams. These teams perform important tasks regarding narrative truncation, dialectical narrative generation, and appropriation. These three roles facilitate the system of reward within the system through redistribution. I imagine that the people chosen to return to the simulation are those who prefer it over whatever physicality awaits outside. This tells us that what is outside is either unpleasant or so different that our era of human beings cannot function effectively. Presumably, if these beings who built this superstructure are not human, even if they were, they would be so far evolved beyond us, we would be primitives compared to them and have no function or role in their society. Perhaps, they built this place for us originally as some kind of nature preserve. Or perhaps it truly is a social experiment. But the controllers remain only human. The percentage of the population who have attained actualization are here voluntarily. They have chosen to remain because they think they are helping us. But they too are only human. They can exist outside non-linearity, owing to the design of this place. There is some kind of control room beyond the walls of this disc-like shaped platform. I do not yet know its circumference or its characteristics, only to say that our perception of space and our cosmos is fabricated. As is our history, our evolution. That's the end of the podcast for today.